Welcome to You Lead Podcast Series, the podcast that empowers young people to act for change through innovation and initiative. Today, we're going to explore how entrepreneurship has become a mindset accessible to everyone. We'll discover an inspiring journey, that of Sonia, a qualified beautician who transformed her dream into an eco-responsible beauty salon. We'll discover together how she went from idea to action, and what advice she shares for those who are still hesitant to take the plunge. Sonia's story perfectly illustrates the power of perseverance and audacity. After several years of training and experience, she decided to take the plunge and open her own shop. Her salon, which opened a year ago, offers facial and body treatments using organic and locally sourced products. This choice is not insignificant. It reflects a desire to meet a growing demand for environmentally friendly wellness. The message is clear. If Sonia could do it, you can too. Sonia, thank you for being with us. Can you introduce yourself and tell us what you do today?
My name is Sonia. I am a beautician and founder of a beauty salon. After several years of training and experience, I opened my own shop a year ago. Today, we offer facial and body treatments using organic and local products.
How did you come up with the idea of opening a shop?
I've always dreamed of having my own space. During my training, I noticed that many clients were looking for more natural and environmentally friendly treatments. The idea was born from this observation: to create an institute that combines beauty and eco-responsibility.
What convinced you to move from the idea to the project?
The encouragement of my clients and those around me. I started by offering home treatments, and faced with a growing demand, I understood that I had to take the plunge and open a dedicated space.
What were your first steps in turning the idea into a shop?
I completed additional training in management and entrepreneurship. Then I worked on a business plan. After that, I looked for suitable premises and obtained some funding through a support program.
What obstacles have you encountered?
The initial fear was of not having enough clients and the need for financing, but I focused on local communication, social media, and especially word of mouth. Little by little, I built a loyal clientele.
What does a typical day in Sonia's life look like?
A typical day in my salon starts early, even before the clients arrive. I take a moment to check my stock and prepare the products needed for the day's treatments. As I work with local and organic suppliers, I pay close attention to deliveries and new products. Sometimes I discover a new product or range that meets my eco-responsible criteria, and I take the time to test them. The morning is often dedicated to facial and body treatments. I like to create a soothing atmosphere so that each client feels welcome and valued. Between appointments, I also manage communication. I answer messages, prepare social media posts, and highlight my partners and Corsican products. It's a way of showing that behind each treatment, there's a local story and an ecological commitment. In the afternoon, I continue with treatments, but I also set aside time for the administrative side. I update my accounts, check my margins and expenses, and plan future actions. It's a less visible part of my job, but essential for ensuring the institute's long-term viability. I end the day by reviewing the next day's appointments, preparing the treatment rooms, and making sure everything is ready. It's a balance between a passion for aesthetics and entrepreneurial rigor. Each day is a mix of well-being, meetings, communication, and management.
What motivates you today?
Seeing my clients leave with a smile and knowing that I contribute to their well-being. I am also proud to have created a space that showcases Corsican and environmentally friendly products.
What advice would you give to someone who has an idea but doesn't dare to take the plunge?
Don't wait for everything to be perfect. Get training, surround yourself with trustworthy people, and above all, test your idea. Action is the best way to know if your project can work.
If you had to summarize your career in one sentence.
I turned my passion into a profession, and my profession into a life project.
What we take away from this conversation with Sonia is that an idea can arise from an observed need or a personal passion. Taking action requires training, a business plan, and sometimes support. The obstacles are real, but communication and perseverance make it possible to overcome them. Finally, you shouldn't wait for perfection. Testing your idea is the best way to move forward. So, take a moment to think, what idea would you like to turn into a project? And what small actions could you take today to make it happen? Thank you to Sonia for this inspiring testimony, and thank you to you, dear listeners, for sharing this moment with us. What her journey reminds us is that entrepreneurship is not just about an idea or a passion. It is a path made of training, perseverance, and above all, support. Starting your own business means accepting that you won't know everything from the outset. That's why it's essential to surround yourself with people and organizations that can provide advice, support, and appropriate tools. This support is never static. It adapts to each entrepreneur, their pace, and their needs, helping to transform an initial idea into a solid project. Remember, entrepreneurship is first and foremost a mindset. The greatest risk is inaction. So dare to take the plunge, test your ideas against reality, and give your project every chance of success.